Welcome to Real WW Talk, the podcast of three diverse friends, Candace, Aaron, and Ricky, who are following the WW plan. I'm the Ricky part of the trio. Each week, we talk about our health journey on WW, what we've learned, and also what we've struggled with. There's no hiding, no trying to make ourselves better than we are, just real talk, because we can't change if we aren't willing to be real about what needs to change. On this special episode of Real WW Talk, Aaron is under the weather, but Candace and I can't wait to talk about the new changes with WW and their announcement from earlier this week. We dive into discussing what was announced and what we really think. Ready? Let's talk. To Real WW Talk. I'm Ricky.
And I'm Candace.
I feel like we're not out of order. It's just that we don't have Aaron here today.
Aaron's under the weather, guys. We have told her, go ahead, have some chicken soup with all the different weird stuff she wants to put in it. We won't even judge her because she's not feeling well, but it's not COVID. Mm-hmm. She's just getting over a little cold or flu. So we don't know what it is, but she's okay.
And this is not going to replace our regular podcast. This is a little surprise midweek snack because there's a lot going on in the WW world right now.
Weight Watchers done lost their mind. The world is exploding. The Weight Watchers world, at least.
Yeah, we just felt the need to jump on here and talk to you guys because we want to know people's opinions. We wanted to chat with each other. With, you know, Candace, I'm really eager to hear your opinion about what's going on, but I guess we should just jump into what's been going on.
Yeah, let's address this elephant in the room.
Yeah.
We have a clip that we're pulling up because you all may have heard a whole lot. It's been on Connect. It's been in our Real WW Talk community has posted about it. It's been in the news, but Weight Watchers has acquired like a medical management of, yeah, I'll let them explain it, but we have a clip that explains everything. So watch this first and we'll talk.
Yes.
All right, we've been hearing a lot of questions about our recent move into clinical weight management. Here are the five things that Weight Watchers members should know. Weight Watchers has acquired Sequence, which is a telehealth platform providing access to healthcare providers specializing in medical weight management. Obesity is a complex and chronic condition, and for some, prescription medications can help address those biological components of obesity. But don't worry, the Weight Watchers that you know and love is not going anywhere. Our behavioral weight management program will still be here for our members. This new offering will not be for everyone. The FDA has very strict guidelines on who medically qualifies for medications. Decision to take medication, any medication, is strictly between a patient and their healthcare provider. It's also really important to pair these medications with an evidence-based behavioral weight management program in order to optimize weight management and overall health. Let us know what other questions you have, and we'll continue to address them. All right, we've been hearing a lot.
Okay, I want to keep this up, though, because, I mean, the comments alone are just so interesting. I don't know, like, what are your thoughts?
Well, you know, I was listening, you know, I've been trying to process all of this. I wasn't aware of any of these drugs, but Ricky, you and I were talking and you said that you knew that there were drugs that had been out there that are now FDA approved for weight loss. I mean, I've heard of the stuff that's off. It's not approved that, you know, I think of what Trim Spa and Anna Nicole Smith and people who take stuff that's not approved for weight loss. So my initial reaction was going to those things. Like, and so it was negative.
Yeah.
Because I am not very well versed in what the drug offerings are.
Yeah.
She used a lot of the appropriate words. And for those who are listening on our podcast, this is a representative. I don't know her name from Weight Watchers. This video was actually found on their TikTok and was referenced on their Instagram. So I know that they are very, very up to date on like the medical, the changes in the industry. I also was initially struck that they're a for-profit business. Okay. Like Weight Watchers has a responsibility to their investors and to their staff to stay on the cutting edge. Mm-hmm. And if there's going to be something that is FDA approved and can assist with weight loss and they can find a way to get into that space, it doesn't surprise me. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, I'm a little mixed. I feel like I need to understand a little bit more. I don't know if I would. I think what people are expressing that is concerning is Weight Watchers has always said that you only need their program. Mm-hmm. You only need to, you know, Weight Watchers alone with diet, exercise, I mean, not diet, exercise, but with like behavior modification, mm-hmm. counting points and exercise is all you need to maintain a healthy weight. But then they're adding this additional component that for some that might not be enough. So it seems a little bit off message.
Right.
What about you? What do you think?
So, I mean, just going back to what you were saying about my background knowledge with the medicine, I saw it on TikTok a while. Wegovy is the one that comes to mind, which is injected and injectable. And I don't know exactly how often people take it, but it's had big weight loss, you know, results for people. I have a friend who has struggled with diabetes, but by diet and exercise alone was able to, you know, get out of that diabetic range. But her doctor prescribed it for her for additional weight loss. And I have another friend who is, her doctor also was going to prescribe it for her, and she is not diabetic. And just going backtracking one more step, a lot of these drugs that we're talking about were planned on being in the market for people with diabetes. So mm-hmm. I was also talking with my doctor about taking it, and I was a little hesitant because as much of a struggle as this has been for me to just, you know, get all of the weight off, I didn't want to resort to drugs, especially something that hasn't been around for a long time. Thinking about Fen-Phen and things in the past where, you know, years later they find out they have horrific mm-hmm. side effects. So it's something I have talked to my doctor about, but at the same time, as someone who's pre-diabetic, my concern initially is that there's so many people who are just abusing this and getting prescriptions for this mm-hmm. and easily, it seems, and getting prescriptions for these drugs who are not diabetic. And my concern is if Weight Watchers is doing this and profiting from this drug, how is this going to impact people with diabetes?
Yeah. And that was something else I saw when I was reading through the comments on our Real WW Talk Facebook group. If you don't know how to find us, just search Real WW Talk on all of the platforms that you're on. The only thing I think we're not on is TikTok, but that's coming. Mm-hmm. but for one of the things that people said is this drug, if it's being marketed with the platform and the number of members that Weight Watchers has, you know, how is that going to affect the supply chain and for people who actually need it for, you know, reasons like for diabetes and not just for weight loss, because it's already on backlog and mm-hmm. people are really affected. And somebody else said, Michelle Trush in our group said, Weight Watchers can't compete with the rapid weight loss the drugs can offer. Mm-hmm. You know, so they are getting on the bandwagon in hopes of keeping members by helping them get those drugs. Mm-hmm. So I think that, you know, like you said, there's some people that need for medical reasons to have the weight loss, you know, more. It can't just be a slow thing. They need it quicker. Mm-hmm. I like that they are saying, no, we're not replacing your practitioner. Your practitioner is going to have to be involved. Mm-hmm. But when you do add the money element, because I think they're charging, there's a fee for this platform. It's not like yes. it's free.
Exactly.
You know, it just all feels a little like, I get it, but they're probably going to have to do a lot more of these ad campaigns to like mm-hmm. make members, because you have those who are very excited and understand the business model and mm-hmm. understand that this is how the industry is changing. And we mm-hmm. do trust and pay WW to kind of stay on the cutting edge, because some mm-hmm. of us don't feel like being the ones who are researching what's coming.
Right.
But it's causing a lot of strong opinions. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the only thing that I would say to members, because I've been asked, you know, it's, you have to do what feels comfortable for you, you know, mm-hmm. but at the end of the day, we've always said this, when Weight Watchers makes any change, it is a business.
Mm-hmm. And we know this is a center in a group full of people who don't like change. I think in general, we don't like change. No. So any change can be hard. What hurts me is to see people saying, I'm quitting. I hate, like, you know, that instant, like, I'm done, I'm giving up, because in the long run, you know, Weight Watchers being a multi-million, maybe even billion-dollar business, I'm not sure exactly those numbers.
Yeah.
I don't know if the amount of people who are going to leave because of this will impact them to the point where they're like, oh man, we shouldn't have done that. I don't know. We know with the past year, with the changes that they made and then suddenly, you know, undid with the last program and with the wellness wins and all of that, that that must have impacted them in some way, but they were able to bounce back to be able to buy this, you know, startup company, which is called Sequence.
And I do agree with you, Ricky. I think that you have to look at how you're going to allow this. And even myself, like I'm personally not going to allow it to affect my personal, it doesn't change my points number.
Right.
it doesn't change my ability to get on the bike and do my Peloton. Doesn't change my ability to walk. So my effectiveness is right now minimal, other than if it's like I am personally convicted, based on the fact that I felt like their model shouldn't approve this, because that's one of the things that they're being very honest about. This doesn't change the program if you are just doing it points-based and it is your choice. Somebody's Christina English in our group said drug use is a personal choice. It's not a requirement for the program.
Right.
Some will choose, others will not. Neither way is right or wrong. That's it. Nothing more to say. I can understand. I kind of agree a little bit with that. It is your choice. There's not, if I think I would have been more upset if it was like, you are required now as a part of Weight Watchers to take this drug and then also use the Weight Watcher, then I'd be out because that's my personal, that's something I have to talk to my doctor about. I feel like they're kind of staying in their lane.
Right. And it's not like they're changing the membership prices for people who aren't doing the drugs. I mean, this is just the very beginning. As far as I know, we don't have any information about like the next steps with it. You know, how many people can sign up? Are there?
It literally says join the wait list. Like that's what it says when you, it takes you to a website and it says join the wait list.
Okay. So like, we don't know, are the, you know, current centers that are open going to be impacted, or people who are on the wait list? It seems like they want people who are on the weight loss drug to continue being active meeting participants if they are ones who have meeting as meetings as a part of their membership, or, you know, and counting points. Like, I don't think that those people are not going to count points, because one thing that I have noticed in some of the minimal research I've done with about this drug, even before this came out, is that a lot of people who take it gain the weight back when they get off of it. So that shows that there still needs to be a behavioral modification element to it, which is WW. So it's supplemental for those people who need it, it sounds like.
And I think that maybe the wait and see approach is appropriate here, because if you were to just kind of not pretend like this announcement didn't happen, that it doesn't really change. Like you said, we are change averse. A lot of us are. It's just like, ah, I can't take it anymore. You're doing too much. But I think about when they just recently tried to do their collaboration with Baked by Melissa.
Yes.
And they were doing, and it didn't go well. And now you don't see them selling the cupcakes anymore. I think that in some ways you want a company that's trying different things. Again, because I come from a business background, therefore that's what they, I guess you would expect a company to do. But I also know that they listen to their members. So this is the time, if you do have that feedback, they're going to be looking, not just at their social media platforms, but I'm sure they have the 24/7 chat. And once we get more information, they're going to want to hear from members and see how effective this is. And you can see that they changed. Like you said, they went away from a program that they had done a lot of changes with, you know, the, you know, adding points for fruits and vegetables and this. And then they heard from members and they changed it. So that gives me comfort that at least they're listening, because they have to.
Yeah, they are. And I mean, I think there are still some things that are just left floating from the last change. Like, I still want some. The other day I was thinking, oh man, I wish I could trade in some wellness wins right now. I feel like I'm tracking it, you know, like, so there's certain things that I hope that, you know, my biggest hope going forward is that they are, you know, not forgetting about the people who are just doing the traditional Weight Watchers program, because, you know, time's ticking. It's been since what, November, and no other, whatever they said they were going to fulfill as far as a new updated reward system hasn't been here. And clearly mm-hmm. they've been working. Maybe this is what's been taking their attention. And again, I understand I'm not a business person, but I understand what you're saying, Candace, about like they're a business. They have to pursue things that are going to help them to grow and yeah. to be able to support their own internal people. Yeah. But, you know, I want to make sure that we're not left out in the rush.
So I'm interested to know for both of us, I can answer first or you can answer. Do you think that once it's offered, let's say that the pricing is minimal or something that's affordable for mm-hmm. you, do you think it's something that you would talk to your doctor about? Are you more like, no, I'm going to kind of stay in my lane. I don't need Weight Watchers to.
I go back to being very concerned about, like, for me, my priority is not being pre-diabetic anymore. Mm-hmm. And if this is a drug that can help me, or if my doctor has a prescription for a drug, maybe that's similar, that can help me not be pre-diabetic and help me lose weight, I would continue doing that, which is, and also I wouldn't be paying for that because it's my doctor, I'd be paying whatever my co-pays are. But I think that, you know, once every however many months I see my doctor versus a monthly fee or however they're going to do the fee for this sequence yeah. platform, would be more beneficial for me, and then continuing to do tracking points activity.
Because that's yeah. such a good point. I guess that's what I'm trying to wrap my head around. Is it like the platform is, because they're not dispensing the medicine.
Right.
The platform's just like the points, like the platform.
That I'm wondering, it said that the term is telehealth startup and clinical weight management. So what I'm thinking that is that it's something like, what's it called? ZocDoc or mm-hmm. those businesses where you can like do telehealth. You can be on a video conference with the doctor and they can prescribe you medication. I'm thinking that you're for that, which, you know, if it begs the question, if you are dealing with obesity and you're trying to lose weight, wouldn't you just go to your doctor and get, like, I don't know. Or is it going to be a different drug from the drug that the doctors are prescribing?
Yeah. Cause I can, it's like, do I trust a for-profit company that's making money off mm-hmm. of this, or it has an incentive for me to be on the med? Mm-hmm. Even if it is, does have to go through some type of process due to it's being FDA approved, mm-hmm. or do I trust my practitioner who may be separate, mm-hmm. who isn't making any money? Well, you know what I mean by making money. They're not making consistent money off of me being on this drug. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I need to learn more. And mm-hmm. I think that's where we all are. But it just kind of exploded because it seemed that they went away from what we know mm-hmm. about Weight Watchers, which has more just been behavior modification, you know, yeah. and tools for you to succeed on your own, mm-hmm. and kind of went into a whole new world. Yeah. That is very controversial, depending mm-hmm. on who you talk to. So stay tuned.
Yeah. And my biggest takeaway from this and hope from this and from every change that Weight Watchers makes is that I hope people aren't rushing to make decisions to quit, because I think it is easy to use something like this as an excuse to quit. But again, it's only going to hurt me if I do that. It's not, yes, massive floods of people leaving will hurt WW. But like, I think, like you said, taking the time to process and then making a decision while you're informed is more important than yeah. just quitting because of one piece of news. I think the research and the waiting until you're calm is really important.
And I think they anticipated that this was going to happen. Mm-hmm. So that's why they have all the really, they crack me up with the people that have, hey guys, WWs, we're not changing at all. We're not going to hurt your points. You're going to be just fine, because they knew mm-hmm. that this was going to be probably part of the reaction.
Yeah.
So I think that I'm going to give it more time before mm-hmm. I completely say yay or nay. Mm-hmm. I am appreciative and understanding that they have not changed my personal plan.
Yes.
So for right now, nothing's changed in my world. But for those who do, I do want to acknowledge those who have a personal conviction. Mm-hmm. And if that is, that's your right, and the way that you express that is the way that you express it. But we want to know, we want to hear from you guys. Like, leave it in the comments. How are you feeling about it? Like, what are your thoughts? I know that there's been 10 million threads. So if you're like, I'm tired of talking about it, we totally get that too. Just join one of those other threads, but let's continue the conversation.
Yeah. Definitely let us know.
Yeah. All right.
Well, you know how to connect with us. We're going to wrap up for tonight. We'll be back with you in a few days, but you can catch us on Facebook. We're also on YouTube as well as our Instagram. And you can find us on Connect as well.
Yeah. And we look forward to talking to you soon. And next time we'll have Erin back. Don't worry. We'll go check in on her and we will give her something with black beans in it. Don't worry. All right. Bye.
Bye.